Oh, darling, you are such a troublesome little love. Such a tricky little sweetheart. But then again,
what?
You're staring at me. Is something the matter? Is this...
Oh.
It's the blood, isn't it? Were you worried about me? Oh, that's so sweet. But be assured that none of this blood is mine. Not a drop. Which is concerning, because that is a lot of blood. It's almost as if something got me really, really angry. And I had to work out my frustrations, because you know that I don't like coming home angry. Because I want it to be sweet between us. Don't you want it to be sweet between us? I mean, you did go to so much effort to bring me back. But you're not making quite the same effort anymore, are you, darling? I mean... Why did you try to escape? Oh, please don't start with that bullshit. Darling, you always wanted a happy home. You were always so supportive before I died. You wanted me to achieve my dreams, and now that I am, now that I'm doing so well, now you're being awkward? Now you're being bullshy? I'm a little hurt. But you can make it up to me. A little kiss. Because that's what we always used to do. Whenever we fought. Whenever we exchanged cross words, we would kiss and then we would make up. So why don't we do that? Wouldn't you like to do that? I know you love kissing me. We spent hours just kissing, making out. You said that my kisses were the sweetest. So why don't you come over here and give me a kiss? You don't kiss demons. Well, see, that's a lie. Because when you brought me back from the dead, you did kiss me, and I was a demon then. So you do kiss demons. You do a lot more than just kiss them. Or have you forgotten? Oh. You see, I was hoping for a nice, quiet night in. But I can see you're in a mood. Darling, why are you making it so damn difficult? It doesn't have to be difficult. You can have a wonderful life. You can have everything that your heart desires. I would give you everything. I will give you everything. I will give you the world. I'm so close to taking it. You know, I've tried to indulge you. I've tried to make it easy for you. I've tried to be gentle, to be patient, to be sweet. But it's not working. What do you want? It's not a trick question, just tell me what you want. You want your girlfriend back and things to be how they used to be. See? That's a very sweet thing to say. But the truth is, darling, that's never going to happen. I'm sure there's some spell, some incantation, some tricky ritual which could rewind time. Maybe you could get to me before I die. But I'm never, ever going to let you find them. I will burn them to the earth. I will kill any person who might be able to help you. I think I already have. Darling, this is how it is, and you need to accept that. Your girlfriend is still here. Your girlfriend still loves you. Your girlfriend wants to give you the world and is actively trying to do so. And you're sulking. You're pouting. You're riling your babysitters. I hate that I can't trust you to stay home. I hate that I have to put guards on you. That I have to ward the house. That hurts me. That really hurts me. Because I love you. I love you so much. Demons don't know how to love. Wow. You are such an idiot. You are. A complete and utter idiot. Because you think that someone who brought their girlfriend back from the dead would have a better idea about the nature of demons. But oh no, you're an idiot. A lovable idiot, but just an idiot. I have been so nice to you. No, I have. I have been lovely. But not anymore. Time to hit you with the truth. Look out the window. Look at the world. Look at it burn. This is your fault. This is all down to you. No. No more sweet ignorance for you. It's not doing you any good. Darling, you need to be honest with yourself. All of this is your fault. All this fire, this pain, this misery is all down to you. Your girlfriend died. And it was tragic. It was so sad. But darling, people die all the time. People die. It's what they do. And they're mourned. And then people move on. Only you didn't move on. Oh no. You had to get her back. Your beloved girlfriend. So what did you do? What did you do? You ventured into dark places with dark people who knew things that definitely should not be known. You went in with one goal: to bring your girlfriend back, no matter what the cost. Well, darling, that world out there is the cost. You wanted me back, I came back. I'm not your girlfriend. I am your girlfriend. You need to accept it. You need to accept what you did. Because once you do, oh, it will set you free and you can enjoy this world that I'm creating for you. Because I love you, because you brought me back. I'm still your girlfriend. But no one comes back from death without a little darkness, a little fire. Or a lot of darkness and a lot of fire in my case. You brought me back. You embraced me. You loved me. It's too late for pretending. It's too late to hide in your lies. You're not lying to me, you're lying to yourself. And I've indulged you, I have, because I love you. Because you brought me back out of love. So I'm bound to love you. I'm bound to give you the world, and I will. This is who your girlfriend is. I am a demon. An actual demon. Years in the pit. Centuries in the pit. They change a person. You feel so much deeper. The agony, the pain. When you brought me back, I felt so much deeper. My love for you is endless, boundless. For you, I will make a hell on earth for us to rule over. Because I love you. Because I'm your girlfriend. And I would do anything for you. Even tell you the truth. You did this. You made this happen. There is no escape. Oh, darling, you look so stricken. Oh, come here. Come here, let me hold you. It's been so long since you felt my arms around you. Didn't it always used to make you feel better? And I know you feel so bad right now. Come to me, my love. Let me hold you. Oh, isn't that better? Haven't you missed this? I know I have. I love you. I love you so much. And I'm doing all of this for you. Because you brought me back. Because you love me so, so much. You didn't want to be alone. You wanted me to hold you, to love you, to kiss you once again. I'm right here. Darling, lean into me. Just let me hold you. Stroke your hair. It's been so long since you felt my arms around you. That's right. Oh, darling, everything will be okay. We're together. We're together. Everything is going to be all right. I promise. So just curl into me and let me love you. just how you wanted me to. Needed me to. Longed for me to. I love you. Finally. Finally. It is sweet.